Afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes with the local news for today, Thursday, July 28th, 2022. A man was shot and killed yesterday at Sandy Shore Lake in the early morning hours between 3:30 and 4 a.m. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department released a statement on Twitter at 7:20 a.m. Wednesday saying, "Detectives are investigating an early morning shooting in the area of Sandy Shore Lake Road. One person is confirmed deceased. Lake access is restricted at this time." Sandy Shore is a small lake in East Jefferson County near Highway 104 and Beaver Valley Road. Surrounded by commercial timberland and just a couple of homes, it is only accessible via private roads on Olympic Resources property. According to the Peninsula Daily News, Detective Sergeant Brett Anglin said that at about 3:40 a.m., the department received a 911 call about a shooting at Sandy Shore Lake where one male subject had shot another male subject. "Deputies arrived and found one of the subjects deceased," Anglin said. "Both subjects were armed, and it appeared that a conflict had taken place. One subject was detained and questioned, and evidence recovered, and the subject was subsequently released pending the investigation." According to another sheriff's office post on social media, the investigation so far indicates the shooting was in self-defense. Very little information about the crime scene has been released. It has not been stated what evidence is leading the sheriff's department to lean so strongly toward self-defense as to release the shooter immediately after questioning. Sergeant Anglin said cases like this can take time to investigate, and it would likely be several weeks or months before the sheriff's office is able to come to a conclusion. A Port Townsend Leader article on the same subject added one more piece of information to the timeline, stating that the sheriff's office said both men had called 911 to report the confrontation. The Leader also released an update later in the day Wednesday with the identities of both men. The shooter is a 40-year-old man from Paulsbow, and the deceased was a 38-year-old Hadlock man who had been living in the area since 2016. Today at 4 p.m. is the second of four public meetings designed to engage the community around the local housing crisis. The event series is entitled Housing Conversations Under the Tent, and they take place in a tent at the Evangelical Methodist Church at 2135 San Juan Street. This month's conversation is open to the general public and specifically invites the various local faith communities. Staff and housing advocates from local organizations will also be there to share more information and to answer any questions. This is an open outdoor event with ample space to provide COVID safety. For more information on the program and event details, you can visit the Housing Solutions Network website. If you missed the first Under the Tent conversation that included presentations from 14 local housing-related organizations, you can watch a video of that presentation by following a link in the text of this broadcast. The Washington State Committee on Geographic Names heard the first proposals from tribes within the state to rename features bearing a derogatory term that refers to indigenous women, and approved two other proposals during its meeting Tuesday morning. The 17 proposals from tribes come in the wake of the U.S. Department of the Interior's orders last year to rename geographic features throughout the country that have derogatory names. 11 proposals were accepted for final consideration, 5 from the Yakima Nations, 5 from the tribes of the Colville Reservation, and 1 from the Quinault Indian Nation on the Olympic Peninsula. The derogatorily named creek in Jefferson County would be renamed Noskilitu, meaning the place where the whale dropped. I did look this up in order to pronounce the word to the best of my ability, though I'm sure it could still use some work. The name has been used in Quinault tribal histories for at least 4 generations. The creek in question is located on the western side of the Olympics, south of Mount Kitma, and it feeds into Lake Quinault. In addition to the naming proposals that came in the wake of the Secretary of the Interior's executive order, the committee approved one further proposal for consideration. Reeds Bay in San Juan County would be renamed, or rather respelled, to R-E-E-D Reeds Bay. The change corrects the spelling of the name to that of Tassie and John P. Reed, the first settlers on Decatur Island in the late 1860s. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.